Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Sarah Jane Moore at Headquarters Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for November 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's NZART November broadcast. Leading the lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Kia ora and pomarade. I recently represented NZART via Zoom at the IARU Regentry Conference held during the first week of November in Bangkok, Thailand. A detailed report will be in the next HQ info line. It is important to note that in future, to have voting rights at any IARU conference, NZART must have a delegate seated at the conference. Voting is no longer accepted via Zoom. Don Robertson, ZL2TYR, has indicated that he will retire in 2025. The AREC CEO job description will be in the November-December break-in. Anyone wishing to apply for the job may email Annalise, snradmin@arec.nz, to register your interest with your name and contact details. Applications close on 15th January 2025. Don will stay on for a period to ensure a smooth transition for the successful applicant. There is a report from Council in the next break-in regarding the review of the AREC Limited Liability Company. We are 12 months away from NZART's centennial year. 2025 will be a year of preparation for this milestone event. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Early notice tonight to enter into your diary of the Tipuke Amateur Radio Club's 22nd Market Day, being held on Saturday, March the 8th, 2025, at the Paengaroa Community Hall, number 4, Old Coach Road, Paengaroa. I'll have the full details in next month's official broadcast. It's to Upper Hutt we head now to join Sarah Jane Morrow at NZART headquarters.
Thank you, Jim, and kia ora, NZART. BNZ recently sent out notification of a new service being added to online banking across New Zealand banks. The new service automatically checks the account name and number while payment is being set up to verify who's being paid and ensure it is going to the correct place. Further information about this new update can be found in InfoLine and the upcoming issue of Break-In. In it, we have provided the correct name and account to use when making payment to NZART. It's not long before the end of November and the rebate period. Deduct $15 off your subscription fee when paying for your sub before 30th of November to make sure you don't miss out. The discount only applies to transmitting memberships and family memberships. Please include your call sign, membership, and invoice number when making payment. I'm happy to report that progress on the website is going smoothly. We are aiming to go live with the new website in the new year, which will include a members area and login. This year is election year. This is your opportunity to put your name forward and be on NZART Council and have a direct impact on driving things forward. If you're interested in applying, you must submit your nomination form and biographical details to the returning officer before the 31st of December. You can find the nomination form and further information about the election on our website. The 31st of December is also the deadline for remits to be submitted. Please ensure all remits are submitted to headquarters before this date so that they can be voted on at conference. You can contact headquarters at nzart@nzart.org.nz or admin@nzart.org.nz. That's all from us at HQ. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah Jane Morrow reporting from NZART headquarters. Looking tonight at upcoming contests. Straight Key Night Summer Edition is on Sunday the 1st of December, 9 to 10pm New Zealand time. Polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. Now, Straight Key Night is an informal event which honours the roots of amateur radio, Morse code, sent with a straight key. No bugs, side swipers, keyers or keyboards. Again, that's Straight Key Night on Sunday, December the 1st. The 2024 Field Day Contest, all bands 6 metres and above, is to be held on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. Operating periods are 5pm until 11pm on the Saturday and 7am until 1pm on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. Finally, a reminder tonight of the H-Night Contest. This contest commemorates the return of some amateur radio privileges after World War II, and this year will be held on the evening of Sunday the 8th of December. On this date in 1945, amateurs were permitted once more to operate on the 80-metre band and other allocated spectrum just below today's 6-metre band. H-Night is a way to commemorate this moment in time by getting on the air on the 80-metre band at 7:30pm on Sunday the 8th of December. Now, full details and rules for the contests I've mentioned tonight are on the NZART webpage, nzart.org.nz/activities. And as always, remember, the most important thing is to have fun on the air. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week is about a satellite created through the efforts of Russian and Chinese college students working together. The satellite is in orbit now, and hams are busy making use of it for their QSOs. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has the details.
The collaborative efforts of Chinese and Russian university students have helped put a CubeSat known as ASRTU-1 into space. Its 2-meter FM transponder recently became active with an uplink of 145.850 MHz. It requires a CTCSS tone of 67 Hz. The 12U satellite, weighing 15.7 kilograms, also has SSDV cameras and a telemetry system aboard. According to a report on ChinaDaily.com, the creation of the satellite was undertaken to encourage cultural exchanges while tapping into the higher education resources of both nations. The educational and ham radio microsatellite was launched on November 4 on board a Soyuz rocket, a moment eagerly awaited by the students who assisted with the work at the Harbin Institute of Technology in China. The microsatellite's camera system has a UHF SSDV downlink for low-resolution images on 436.210 MHz. There is also a high-speed downlink for high-resolution images on 10460 MHz. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
One of the many issues taken up at the recent IARU Region 3 conference in Thailand was the proposed harmonization of the CW portion of the 40-meter band plan with other regions. The proposal designates 7,000 to 7,040 kHz for CW only. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, tells us what comes next.
The board of the WIA, after a full briefing by Peter Young, VK3MV, WIA delegate who attended and represented the Wireless Institute of Australia at the IARU Region 3 meeting held in Thailand, advises that principles were established for a band planning and that the proposal by the IARU Region 3 HF Band Plan Committee for the 40-metre band plan will be sent to a committee before being presented to the other two region meetings over the next 3 years. I'm VK4BB, Graham Kemp.
In New Zealand, amateur radio operators are sharing the power of radio, in this case, low-power, license-free handhelds, to bring communities and families closer together. Here's the tales from Jim Meechins at ZL2BHF.
Helping people connect over radio and stay connected is the mission behind the effort known as Rebuild Free Radio Network. It's an emerging collective in New Zealand that's relying mainly on portable, license-free, handheld PRS radios that are often used as tools in public safety. A number of the participants also have their amateur radio licenses, including the network's national coordinator. Writing in QUA, the newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, club member Trish Murray, ZL1TTM, explained how, community by community, she is helping to strengthen the network locally. She described the hands-on, interactive workshops she has been leading to get people familiar with the UHF radios they have purchased but may be hesitant to use. The workshops explain that local resiliency is the best reason for using a radio and the area repeaters, whether it's to stay in touch with other family members or communicate in a crisis. Trish wrote that some of the more enthusiastic radio operators are considering taking the next step, quote, "Most people are completely new to radio, so it's really inspiring seeing the confidence grow and hear their first tentative calls. We also have experienced radio users and also now some who would like to go and do their ham licenses. I am encouraging this," end quote. For more details about the Rebuild Free Radio Network, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Down to Christchurch we go now for an update on the activities of some NZRT branches with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Here's a roundup of events from around your region. And we start with the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 10, where the next general meeting will be on Tuesday the 17th of December, and it will feature Andrea Thorburn-Craig, Senior ASB Community Banker. Her topic will be fraud and scam awareness. Also, the Franklin Papakura Christmas dinner this year will be at Blacksmith's Restaurant in Papakura on Friday the 6th of December, starting 6 p.m. You'll need to RSVP to Tom if you'd like to go. Down to New Plymouth, Branch 27, NZART, where the annual general meeting will be held at the Taranaki Emergency Management Office at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 17th of December, followed by a show and tell, so remember to bring along a project. Close by, and NZART Branch 87, South Taranaki Amateur Radio Club, has a shared Christmas dinner on the 7th of December at midday at Malone's in Stratford. If you'd like to go, then RSVP by Thursday the 5th of December to John, ZL2JCM, and his email is zljcm@muldrock.com, muldrock.com. Down to Wellington now, and NZRT Branch 50. On Monday the 2nd of December, there will be a Christmas dinner at the 1841 restaurant, 1 Disraeli Street in Johnsonville, from 6:30 p.m. All are welcome, including XYLs. If you'd like to come along, please let Bernard, ZL2BD, know. To the South Island now, and Nelson Branch 26 in ZRT, where there's a Christmas luncheon on Sunday the 8th of December at midday at Armadillo's in Richmond. And you can find more details, including how to RSVP, in the newsletter. Also note that the branch has a barbecue fundraiser on the 21st of December, and if you'd like to volunteer, please let Topsy ZL2LS know. Marlborough Branch 22 NZRT has a Christmas catch-up meeting on Thursday the 12th of December, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Operations Centre. See your newsletter for details. And finally, we go to Otago Branch 30 NZRT, which has a few activities going on in December. On Wednesday the 4th, Alan ZL4MD will give some useful tips on connecting your computer to digital systems. On the 14th, there will be an OTC function, and on the 18th of December, it will be a final night experience featuring a quiz from ZL4DK. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Well, that's all for tonight. the next official broadcast of NZART and the last for 2024 will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday before Christmas. That's Sunday the 22nd of December. Sunday the 22nd of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.